you know, we just went through a pandemic, and many of our taxing bodies had to wait until, well, 1st of August before they received some of their state funds because of the late delay in paying our personal income taxes. So, you know, we've already suffered through several months. Normally those payments would have received in April. We received them in August. And so there, it is a dire situation. And, you know, we, the Republican caucus, are trying to press upon the governor to fix this mess. It's something that we can do as a total Illinois General Assembly to look at where we can make some trim the fat off, or to make some cuts. And you know, these are some real numbers when we talk about a $33.2 billion bill backlog. We need to approach that from a different angle than what we have in the past, because it's certainly not going down. But you know, locally we are going to feel it. You know, we are going to feel, and we've got to protect our schools, we've got to protect our aging, and many other government services. But we've got to look at where we can make some reductions in cost to shore up these businesses and to shore up what we do have in our communities now.
Now, should local schools be concerned about general state aid at this point, or is it too early to kind of talk about that?
Well, I think it may be too early yet to talk about that. You know, the promises are there for this school year. Of course, in January, the governor will make his state of the state address and also his projections with his budget address. So that's when we'll really look at where his focus is going to be, where he intends to fully fund and where he intends to make some cuts. And of course, from there, then we have our voice that we can go forward to help guide this also.
Do you, as we speak to you today, I mean, are there areas where you think there can be some significant cuts made within the state?
Well, you know, significant's a tough word, but you know, and the governor has already directed his agencies to begin looking at where they can make the cuts, and it's always best if the agencies come to us and tell us where they feel they can make some reductions in their costs. You know, we as a caucus will come up with our plan and our position, but it's always best to let the directors, so they take ownership in where they see they can make some cuts. And if we don't feel they're appropriate, then we can make our concerns and voice our concerns with those agencies.
And then, as far as, you know, the governor talked before about the help from the federal government. Now, some people call that a bailout, whatever terminology you want to use. What about that issue or that aspect in terms of seeking the assistance from the federal government to help Illinois' plight? Because some of it is pandemic related, we know.
Right. Well, and we've had the discussion before, Jim. It's just a different color of money. It all comes out of our same pocketbooks. You know, whether it's a federal bailout, that comes out of our income taxes and our personal income. So I think it's something we need to look at to solve locally first, because even if we do get several billions of dollars from the federal government, you know, it's tough for them to come up with the money unless they increase our taxes too. So it's best if we can solve this at a local issue and not rely on the federal government to bail us out, because, you know, we've already heard President Trump say no, and I think some of our legislators have also at the congressional have said no, this is not something the federal government should get involved in.